Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall from thehealthyamerican.org back with you. And if you are like me, the holidays can bring in a sense of excitement, anticipation, and also a little bit of nostalgia, maybe even melancholy, and possibly even sadness, especially these days where we have families that have been breaking up. There have been loved ones that may have passed on. There are strained relationships. I understand that, as I'm sure many of you do as well. So this message is for those who would like some positive encouragement as we sail into the holiday season. Let me know in a comment below how you normally celebrate the holidays, how that may have changed over the past couple of years, and what you have in store for this year. I'll speak a little bit for myself and what I've been through. So back in 2020, interestingly, in 2019, we had one of those Thanksgivings that was what you see in the movies. And I'm not talking about the Hallmark movies. Maybe I am. I'm talking about those kind of movies where there is a lot of, shall I say, friction and misunderstandings and differing opinions. And it was very shocking to me because we have had Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays together for years, and nothing ever really happened like it did in 2019. It was very interesting to me because I remember very clearly going around the holiday table and we were talking about, this is strange because I don't know if it was a premonition, but we were talking about what would you do if there were some type of disaster. For example, all the electricity went out, there was some type of severe storm, the apocalypse hit, and we went around the table and everybody was talking about the top things that they would want to have in terms of survival. Now, you may or may not know that my husband, I'm just getting all my things queued up here. You may or may not know that my husband, Pastor David and I, we consider ourselves preppers. So when this topic came up in terms of what you have on hand, things came to mind that a lot of people might not think about. For example, tools. I think having tools is one of the, you know, tools are one of the best things that you can have in terms of being prepared for the future because you can fix things. Even if you don't know how to fix things, somebody else might want to. You could even barter. And then we talked about having coffee. Again, that could be used as a barter item. And of course, having knowledge, having personal protection. Something that never came up in the conversation was having toilet paper. Nobody said that that was on the top of their list for survival, but somehow the conversations took a turn and it was very startling that there was unanticipated friction. So that was interesting because that was 2019. And then when 2020 came around, many people weren't having the holidays together anyway. And what we did at the Healthy American is we did not comply. We defied the orders because those orders had no teeth. There was no legal authority for anybody to stay home or not go outside. In my state of California, the governor said that you can have no more than two families in the same household celebrating, and then you had to stay 6 feet apart. You had to have disposable plates and cutlery, and you couldn't sing and you couldn't talk loud. It was absolutely ridiculous. So what we did is we put together an outdoor party of about 300 people. And that video still lives on over at peggyhall.tv and also on BitChute. And I think some of my other channels, it's not here on YouTube, I don't think, but it was awesome. I have to see if I can give you a link because I have the voiceover where I am reading from the governor's orders where you're supposed to stay home and not share any food. And then you see all of the images of hundreds of us outside sharing healthy hugs, enjoying ourselves. And that was in 2020. And that was right here in Orange County. So in 2022, we kept that tradition going and we had our Healthy American Thanksgiving in San Diego County. And we had people come from all over the state. So we have had a tradition over the last couple of years of defying what these, you know, these illegal, illegitimate, unlawful, immoral, ridiculous orders to stay home. It was interesting though, because I was ready for a change. I was ready for a change in 2020 and boy, oh boy, did we have a change. And for this year, although we are not doing the giant Healthy American celebration, we are doing more of a stay-at-home Thanksgiving. And I think for many people, the first year was very rocky. The second year, things may have smoothed out. But here we have it, where there may be people that are experiencing the loss of loved ones. They may be having their own separation, even if their loved ones are still alive, and they decide that they may not want to spend those holidays together. All of this is a long introduction by way of saying, I have some remedies for you if you are going into the holidays with a sense of dread. So dread would be the opposite of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means you're looking forward to something, you have energy and excitement around it, you are ready to get in the game, you want to be with people, and then reluctance, that you may have felt reluctant about the holidays even before all of this hogwash. But let me share with you a couple of things that I've done over the years that have helped me sort of keep my spirit up and to stay encouraged even in the somewhat difficult times during the holidays. And again, this may not be a message for you if your family is intact and you have all the same traditions. But let me paint the picture for you. So actually, prior to 2019, my parents are enjoying eternal glory. And so that has been a change for me over the last several years. And I remember very distinctly after my mom passed away that Thanksgiving was the next holiday. And it was so sad for me. I wanted to do everything in my mom's honor. I wanted to use all of her dishes. I wanted to prepare her recipes. I wanted to use her tablecloth. I wanted it to be as close to my mom's tradition as possible. Let me know if you've tried doing something like that, or maybe you still do. Maybe you carry on your loved one's traditions. And traditions are basically, well, you know what they are. It's a ritualistic way of doing something the way that you've done it. Maybe it is an outlook. Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe the tradition for you is the type of food. Maybe it's the table setting. Maybe it's the location. So that was very difficult for me. It was very difficult for me because I was grieving, and I added on to my grief the desire to try to put on a happy face and make the holiday festive and enjoy it for my mom's sake and dry the tears because she would want me to be happy. That was very difficult. It was very difficult because I didn't really allow myself the time or the space or really the permission to grieve. And it was something to grieve. My mom and my dad, they were no longer there. And it was never going to be the same. I could use the same tablecloth. I could use the same dishes. I could prepare her recipes. I could use the same candles. I could do everything like my mom had done it, and it still would never be the same. So not only did I have the loss of my loved ones, but then I had a disappointment that doing things in the tradition did not lift my spirits in the way that I hoped it would. Now, maybe that's just me. That's why I would love to hear from you in a comment below. However, moving ahead, for some of us, time does help with the grief. We may not feel it as acutely. For others, I can say for myself, I miss my loved ones every day. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about them, but I'm not drowning in the river of pain as I was previously. And partly that's because I do take time to grieve, to process my emotions, to release the emotions, to really grieve in the sense of acknowledging my loss. But here's what I decided to do differently. And you may already guess because it's the title of my broadcast, which is Bring On The New. So I determined that for every holiday going forward, that I was going to do something different. I mean, really different. I would do it in a different location. I would celebrate the holiday with different people. I would cook different dishes. I would use different dishes, different place settings. And there might be something that I would carry over through a theme. My mom does have a couple of candles and a tablecloth that I really like. She's got this beautiful cut glass bowl where she served her cranberries. So those are a couple of the things that I do carry on with me, but I have personally found it much more engaging. I have much more to look forward to, and I have a more lighthearted, open-hearted attitude about the holidays when I'm not trying to recreate it exactly as it was. I celebrate with different people. I do it in a different location. We even do it at different times during the day. We have different foods. And then I can anticipate the holiday with excitement because I know that it's going to be something new and that I don't have to worry if it wasn't exactly how it used to be. Now, I realize this idea of doing something completely new may set some people on edge. I completely understand that. There may be those among us that have a type of outlook, or it's just in their nature, that they like the stability and the predictability and the routine of those traditions, that it's the traditions that actually make them feel better, that carrying on those traditions of the loved ones may actually help soothe the loss and the grief. So I understand if this is not for you. I understand also there may be some of you saying, Peggy, that's how I've always done the holidays. We always do something different. Where have you been, my friend? I understand that too, because for some people, they always want something new and different and dynamic. So I get that. So for me, I'm just kind of coming along in that department. And there are others that just go with the flow and they'll say, whatever you want to do is fine by me. As long as I have some of my old favorites and I'm with some friends, I will just go with the flow. I get that as well. So I am a person that does like to have fun. I like things that are a little bit more, you know, like surprises, and I don't have to have things all in order. And as I say, that may set some of you on edge. So the bottom line here is really to do what suits you best and to not worry so much about what others may think or what they may not think. Chances are they're really not thinking that much of you anyway. They're thinking about themselves. So you can set your those pressures aside in terms of, well, you know, my family always expects for me to do it this way or that way. So why not think about if this is something that you want to adapt or adopt or modify and do in your life. This year, we're doing something completely different. We're doing it in a different location with different people, with different food. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. And I know it's going to turn out great because I'm going in with the attitude that this is going to be fun and this is going to be new. I am going to honor my loved ones by enjoying myself on this holiday, by being grateful for my many, many blessings. I count you all, my lovely, healthy Americans, you're at the top of my list for blessings. And I want to give back to you as you have given to me. I did let everyone know, I made an announcement last week on my main channel, and I wanted everyone to know that for those of you that are supporters of the Healthy American, if you are a subscriber over at peggyhall.tv, or if you have sent a donation at any time since the beginning of the Healthy American, you are invited to a new series, a brand new series. And this is my monthly, it's going to be a Q&A, a live webinar. So if you have sent in a donation, either by mail or by email, if you are a subscriber over at peggyhall.tv, I want you to check your email because I'm going to be giving you that special invitation just for you to join me. And it's going to be the last Saturday of every month. That's right. The last Saturday of every month, it's going to be at, I believe it's at 4 p.m. Pacific. And that will be a 90-minute Q&A live webinar with me. You can put your questions in the live Q&A. I will answer as many as I can. You'll have the opportunity to be connected in the chat in this private webinar. We'll be able to talk about things that I can't talk about freely on the public platform. And if you have sent in a donation by mail, check your mail because in the next couple of days, you are going to get a thank you letter from me with all of the instructions as to how to join this monthly Q&A private live webinar. Yes, the webinars will also be recorded so that if you can't make it live, you will still be able to watch those. We'll have an entire library for you to enjoy. So that is my gratitude gift to you for being on board here at the Healthy American. Can you believe we are going on 3 years? And I'm excited about the coming year. I actually live my life with a sense of optimism and positivity. And I do it in a realistic manner because I know that positive thinking is not enough. You need to take control of your thoughts. You need to take control of your emotions, process those emotions appropriately, and take actions that are aligned with your principles, with your values, with who you are and who you want to be. That's what I talk about on this channel all the time. So I've got two channels on YouTube, Living Swell with Peggy Hall for the positive encouragement, and then The Healthy American. And that's where I bring you tips and techniques and resources and remedies and solutions, strategies, so that you can fight tyranny at every level. And we are making positive waves of change. Let's see who we've got on board here. Thank you, everybody. Oh, I love all the emojis you're using. Very festive for this time of the year. Thank you, Valerie, being on board as our moderator. A big gratitude to everyone that participates here as part of our positive encouragement community. And yes, I can't wait to see what you all are doing for Thanksgiving. Let me know if my tip about bring on the new resonates with you. What is something new that you might try this year? And the other thing I want to leave you with is this. It doesn't have to be a 10 out of 10. For some reason, maybe it's just my personality, I used to live my life really ranking my experiences. If I would go out to a restaurant, if there was a party, if I traveled, or had a special meal, what have you, I would give a ranking like, well, it was good, but it wasn't the best. Or, oh my gosh, that was the best fill in the blank I ever had. So it's interesting that sometimes, again, maybe I just speak for myself, we can rank something and think that it wasn't worthwhile because it wasn't a 10 out of 10. I've given up trying to have a 10 out of 10 experience, you know, in whatever it is, going to a restaurant, traveling, what have you, because to me, it diminishes the value of what it is that I experienced. So you can also take that burden off you as well. Your holiday, your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, your New Year's, it does not have to be a 10 out of 10 for it to be meaningful and valuable for you. You are meaningful and valuable to me. And I can't wait to see you in my afternoon live streams at 5 p.m. Pacific. And that is over at The Healthy American here on YouTube. I appreciate all of you. And you can always find me over at thehealthyamerican.org as well. And I'll see you very soon in an upcoming live stream.